Welcome to this audio introduction to Knights and Jester Walkabout by Circus in a Box that's taking place at Celebrate Castle at Brampton Park, Newcastle-under-Lyme on Saturday the 28th of May 2022. It starts at the Croquet Lawn and is a walkabout performance. It takes place from 10:30 a.m. till 11:15 a.m., 12:15 p.m. to 12:45 and 1:45 p.m. to 2 p.m. Sir Lancebit and Sir Gowan, then, the nation's tallest knights, are here to rescue fair dragons and battle fiery maidens. Wait, no, that's not quite right. Either way, their gallant and gallivanting antics will keep you in hysterics, high spirits, and ready to party like it's 11:99. Quip the Jester performs a bizarre brand of courtly chaos with his not-so-medieval monocycle and mischievous juggling foolery. His curly-tipped boots have taken him on travels from the courts of kings and the lands of Arthurian legend, all the way to Newcastle-under-Lyme. Knights. These are stilt-walking knights. They have lances and shields that are mostly used as props. The knights wear chainmail cuffs, medieval tabards, and long medieval belts. They carry lances and shields to match their colours. Sir Lancebit wears green and yellow, Sir Gowan then wears red and blue. They cross lances and pose for photos, telling stories of meeting fiery maidens and saving dragons. Jester. The juggling jester is on a unicycle. Quip the Jester, performed by Baldini, is a playful medieval character performing circus skills and miming. He is mute and doesn't speak. Quip wears alternating green and purple, a brocaded medieval hood and bloomers, with an orange surcoat, black and white checkered tights, and matching curly-toed shoes. He is bald and has a curly moustache. He juggles antique wooden clubs and coloured juggling balls. He jokes and jests with the audience, but in mime, and he performs acrobalance with smaller audience members, and object manipulation with any stray furniture. He balances chairs on his chin, for example. Quip the Jester will also be unicycling. This audio introduction is brought to you by Tim Calvert of Calvert Creative Concepts for Appetite Stoke.